Father, in Jesus' name, truly, thank you, God, for this humble heart that only you can provide. Lord, just a lowly beauty for your grace and your mercy. Lord, how you deal with us, Lord, and your patience, your long-suffering. But Lord, how you wait, and you wait, and you abide. And oh, how the husband, he has that patience for that fruit. And Lord, thank you, how that ministers to us, that you love us, and Lord, you wait. Lord, help us to not be indifferent any longer. Help us to truly make a move today. Lord, let your grace draw us. Let your love stoke that flame. You've brought us here today. Let us let you have your way. Thank you again for such opportunity to feast upon you. Thank you, Lord, for there is nothing sweeter than the kisses of your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it tells us that God, who at sundry times, that means various times, anointed times, amazing times, but at sundry times and in divers manners, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. And the Lord drew my heart to this Christmas time in thinking of this wondrous, again, beauty of not just the thought, but of the power, the reality, the fact that the Son was born. And over in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, this was one of those sundry times, if you will, that God spoke through his prophets. And in Isaiah 7, 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear, and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. How wonderful. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And I think about that. Give you a sign. Isn't our Lord grand? Oh, what a sign he gave. He gave his only begotten Son. Praise be to God. Now, I don't believe there could be anything more plain than a statement like that. The Savior was coming. The Lord Jesus, praise God, was going to be come as a babe born to a virgin. Now let's be honest. If we would be at this time, way back when, and really believing the Lord, way back when, and we're told this mighty truth, way back when, would we be crazy not to have all of our attention and all of our, if you will, our hope and expectation in this marvelous appearing of the Son of God? Amen. I mean, if this was you, and these words were spoken to you at this time, and you had heard about these things through the truth, but now the prophet Isaiah bringing forth the word of the Lord this sundry time, praise God, Jesus Christ is coming. The Savior is coming. And he's going to be born as a babe to a virgin. I believe it should grab your attention, should it not? But you know, most of us that know the Word of God, we know that wasn't the case, was it? It wasn't the case. Matter of fact, it was completely the opposite than people paying attention to what the Word of God was saying. At the time of the birth of the Lord, there was only a handful of shepherds. It lists a priest and his wife, a few others, and of course, Mary and Joseph. That's amazing to me to think. We're talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. We're talking about the prophet. We're talking about all of these things that were given to the people of God. And this is all that we're expecting, the birth or the appearing of the Lord. That was it. I'm going to ask you, was that truth true? Was what prophet Isaiah said, did it happen? Let's go back again. There was only a handful. Now let me tell you something too. You know, these weren't the only believers in that day. There wasn't only, you know, seven or eight. There's people that love the Lord. There are people that believe God. But how could it be that this overwhelming majority of the people of God were asleep to the marvelous prophecy that Emmanuel would come? How did they get to that point? People that went to church, and they did. They went in and, again, gave obedience and the things that they were called to do, but yet there was only this handful that was expecting the appearing of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you why. Because just like today, God's precious people are not truly hearing the Word of God. They have forgotten God's marvelous Word. And it's true. There is a, if you will, a very light attitude to the things of the Word of God. I've heard enough. I understand it. I have things I've got to do. I need to live my life. I need to make a living. I need to be happy. I need to have my time away. I need to have all these things. And all of those things always add up to one thing. You miss the appearing of the Lord. See, when we don't dwell in all of it, and I mean the whole counsel of God, we convince ourselves that, you know what, maybe God didn't mean it that way in His Word. It couldn't be that glorious, really, what He's trying to say. Or in this case, I will have to tell you, they refused God's way. They refused God's way. And I'm talking about the people of God refusing God's way. They did not want a helpless babe born to a poor virgin, born in a manger amongst a bunch of livestock. That's not what they were looking for in the appearing of the Lord. No. They wanted a triumphant entry. They wanted, if you will, trumpets, a parade. They wanted a huge occasion for this, if you will, the appearance or the entry of the Son of God. Now you say, well, that's a bold statement. How do you know that? Well, I tell you how I know that. Because some 33 years later, after Jesus Christ was born, when Jesus entered in that final week, as we call it the Palm Sunday week, when the week before he was to be crucified, they still didn't get it. They still did not understand who he was. They still wanted a champion, a king. They wanted a deliverer from the Romans. When he was so much more. I mean, so much more. I'm sure even though they were all cheering and waving palms when they saw him coming in on a donkey, I'm sure they're saying, this is the guy that's going to deliver us. This is our king. Come on. The savior of their very souls. was on that donkey. Very God of very God was on that donkey. I am that I am was in that manger. But they wanted to see it another way. And they completely missed it. They completely missed it. Listen to this. They had the word of the Lord. It spoke to them. And here we are and we see that word that was spoken to them. It came forth, did it not? Was he not born in that manger? Was that not very God, a very God? Was that not I am that I am? And God protected him. I was thinking about how we give so much credence to the devil. He's an idiot. He cannot touch you. He cannot even approach you. Unless the Lord says, oh, I've got something for you, idiot, to do. What would it have been, have you ever thought this, to take down that virgin with that baby? There they were just wandering around, if you will, and where are we going to have this baby? If the devil was so all-powerful in himself, what was a virgin to him? And here we fear. When that perfect love is so abundant and so powerful. He is so for the purpose of his word of God and his vessels. Are we about ready to trust him? All but a handful. Whether it was that night in the manger. Or whether it was 33 years later as he came in on that donkey, knew that he was the Son of God. Now let me tell you something, Christian. You're no different. No different than these brethren right here in unbelief. Unbelief will put you asleep. Not feasting upon the word and the whole counsel of God, you'll grow dormant to these things, even though they are on the wing, just as present as this birth that we know came, as this wonderful, beautiful Savior is said would grow up, praise God, and be nailed to the cross for us. And he did. And he died, but he said, oh, but I'll rise again. All of those things that were foretold by the prophets, every single one came forth. Every single one, every single jot and tittle of every single part of that crucifixion, from the vinegar to his lips, it all came forth. Not a bit of it was omitted because it is the word of the Lord. Now, we flash forward to today. And here we are, aren't we? Oh, yes, we are. We're here. And we're on the cusp of a similar, but even a more magnificent appearing. Just like Isaiah wrote in sundry times. Oh, and he wrote a sundry time, didn't he? And he wrote of Christ's birth. And he wrote of that birth about 800 years before Christ was born. There were some more sundry times with God, with some apostles and prophets. One named Paul, another one named John, another one named Solomon. Matter of fact, I could name all of them. Because if you'll allow Paul's gospel to take you, it'll reveal it all to you in every verse and every chapter. Oh, but I know it all. Well, you stay right there and I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you something. A know-it-all will only know a palm. One that bows that head and bends that knee, I believe by the grace of God, will hold a crown. Now, just like Isaiah, Paul had a sundry time and John did about 2,000 years ago. They had a sundry time with God and they wrote that the Lord would appear again. Just like Isaiah said, the Lord would appear as a babe. These two, they wrote that the Lord would appear again. But this time, it wasn't going to be that the Lord would appear on earth as a babe. They wrote about the Lord in his appearing that he's going to appear in the air as a bridegroom. Isn't that interesting? I love how the Lord does this. Because you've got to pay attention and love the word of God. He appeared as a baby, and his next appearing is going to be as a bridegroom. Now, but yet once again, you know what's going on? Most all of God's precious people are ignorant and asleep to this truth. Oh, yes. And if you even really think about the Lord's appearing, think about this. When he was born in that manger and he appeared, there's that handful that saw him. Amen? And they did. And then the Lord basically kind of went away for 12 years, in a sense. And he wasn't spoken of again, if you will, in word, of written about, until he was about 12 when he came back. And they talked about him and discussions with his mama and all those things. So he appeared again a little bit later. But there was sure a gap for those that saw him after the first time. You getting what's coming? You getting what's coming? All right now. So, here we go. Why are people asleep to this appearing again of the Lord? Same reason. It's the exact same reason. They're wanting and expecting something different than what the Lord has clearly told them is going to be. And see, if you want something different than what the Lord has told you it's going to be, you're not going to see it. You won't participate in that. And that was the way it was with the Word of God and everything that he was going to do anyways throughout the Word of God and all of his miracles as well too. It was just like with the, if you will, the rapture of Elijah. He was going to be taken away. And they knew it. Praise God, he was going to go. And there was a bunch of them that saw it afar off. But there was one that was right in the midst of it that says, I ain't letting you go. If you're going, I'm going. Do you get it? All right now. Once again, we're in the same place, if you will. Just like those that were, whether it was here he's going to be born as a baby or here he's coming in on that donkey Palm Sunday week. Here it is today. They're looking for a king. They're looking for a deliverer. And those that are looking for a king right now and looking for a deliverer, they're going to be waving them same palms just like those that were waving palms when he came back into Jerusalem on that donkey. Now, see, there's a problem with that. Because, see, his appearing, the word tells us, is not going to be ones that are looking for the deliverer or for the king. His appearing is going to be those ones, praise God, that are looking for a bridegroom. See, it's the same thing. And that's why I really want to make sure you really receive the word of God. The word hasn't changed. And the Lord is so faithful to his word, and he's faithful, praise God, to you. And by the grace of God, he's always trying to wake us up. But the only way we're going to wake up is to hear his word, not hear what I think or what Christian speak says or this is what the majority of the masses are doing. Because Jesus came as a babe, and the majority of the masses had no idea that the Savior appeared. And it all comes down to one thing. They weren't looking into the Word of God and what the Word of God said and how He was going to appear. They didn't like a babe then, and they don't like a bridegroom right now. Too far-fetched. Too weird. The King of Kings, Lord of Lords can't come as a baby. I hear it all the time. Oh, but I'm a man. How could I marry a Jesus? Are you that stupid? Are you that foolish? Have you not read, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female in Christ? Do you not get that he's just trying to tell you about the love story? See, that's the only way we can get this as humans. He ministers to us in our families and in our relationships and all of these different things because he loves us. It's so perfect. It's too perfect. I tell him all the time, you're just too good. And he just tells me, I love you. But I'm going to tell you something, see. The ones that will see him first are the ones that are looking for a bridegroom. They're looking for a spouse. They're not wanting to wave a palm. They're the ones that are waving right now their crown. Yeah, I got a crown. Because I got Paul's gospel. It ain't anything to do with Jesse. It's all to do with him. And he told me this. Just like he told those that listened. Like he told those that listened. And I can say the same thing over and over with the Word of God. Why was it just a handful running to the tomb that third day? Why was it just a handful? He had spoken to them. I'll rise again. I'm not going to be in there any longer. Why are we not listening to him? I'm coming again. This is my truth. This is our opportunity to believe God's best. This is it. And just like at that time, in that moment, that appearing. If you missed it, you missed it. If you missed it, you missed it. And this is the most glorious appearing there will ever be. Ever be. This is when he comes for his wife. This is when he comes for the magnificence of his grace. This is what he's poured out to us throughout all these years. And he has us to wait and to wait upon this treasure. Oh my. Oh my. Oh, Jesus. See, because those that see him first, they're going to be like him. And since he's going to be a spouse, a bridegroom, they're going to be a spouse too. Isn't that beautiful? See, I don't worry. I don't worry what I'm going to do, what I'm going to be. I just receive this word, this message. I receive this truth. And it transforms this from glory to glory to glory to glory. And when I meet him, I'm going to be like him. I'm going to be able to do everything exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think for him, with him, do him, to him. I'll be able to love him and adore him like I groan to love and adore him. Now, as we close this up, do you see man's ideas? Man has ideas, but God's word is true. Man's ideas and man's thoughts, and I'm talking about Christian man. Christian man and Christian man's thoughts, they'll always miss God's best. It'll always come up short. It may bring a fanfare of people. It might put chills on your skin. It may cause you to run around. But this is the true gospel that'll cause you to take flight and to be at that appearing. And I'll tell you what, honey, sometimes it's a way of suffering, isn't it? When you know what you know and you try to tell what you know and you just get pushed away. You try to want to give somebody what you know and get out of here with that. And the Lord's doing something in our meeting and getting us ready. And sometimes people get critical. Brothers and sisters, man's ideas will always see the promises afar off when the best part was there all the time to them that believe. To them that believe. This is serious. Every time we get together, it's serious. But this is so serious today. It couldn't be any more evident to you. It really couldn't. God's word comes to pass. God's word is what it is. It's true. It's real. And you can look the other way, or you can say this was too hard. This just too much. That's just the enemy trying to get you to go to sleep. It's too good to pass up. This is glory, praise God, that is so immense. See, they didn't want a baby. But those that did, you know what? They saw their salvation. And today they don't want a bridegroom. I'm a guy, I want him. Amen. I'm telling you right now, I want him. Amen. And those that want him, praise God, I'm going to have not just seen my salvation, I'm going to have salvation with eternal glory. There's more. Glory so immense. I'll be glorified together with him. Glory so immense that I will rule and reign jointly together with him. Are you listening to that? If you're not asking, Lord, give me an ear to hear what this foolishness of preaching is being said right now. Because if you would just remotely get that, you'd say, I can't pass that up. We're getting ready to meet our bridegroom in the air, aren't we? And I'm telling you, I am aching today. And I've been aching because I was thinking about, you know, when God gave Isaiah that truth, he had to groan for the people. I'm sure they thought he was a nut too. But he had a heart. He did. For the people to wake up. I got a heart. And it's his. Don't be asleep to this. Because as sure as by the grace of God I'm telling you today, just like Isaiah told them, that babe was going to be born. And to them that were looking, they'd see that appearing. I'm telling you today, there's going to be an appearing. The bridegroom's coming. And them that are loving that appearing, they're going to have that salvation with eternal glory. Praise God. Let's pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
My long-for joy and crown. There is a Mary.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you and just thank you for this wonderful time we have waiting for your son. We know, Father, that you have a perfect time that you'll send him. Son, go get your bride. Go get your wife, for she is ready. And in that, we say thank you. And by your grace, we abide till you come. In Jesus' name, amen.